This Premier League preview is taken from The Punt. Listen to the whole podcast at audioboom.com.
Big result for Hull away at Crystal Palace. That 2-0 win gives them serious hopes of survival now. Liverpool picked up a point on Manchester United in the race for the top four, despite only drawing at West Brom at the weekend. I saw a lot of that match here in the studio, Lee, and they dominated possession, Liverpool, but they couldn't get the breakthrough. They've clearly missed Daniel Sturridge. It's something that Brendan Rodgers has he's reiterated time and time again. They haven't got another striker with his capabilities, really. And maybe even he's not clinical enough. We saw Sturridge have an incredible season last season, but that was alongside Luis Suarez. And it's impossible to replace a player like Suarez. So it's difficult to envisage Liverpool walloping someone at the moment because they can't score goals, or they're struggling to score goals.
Yeah, and again, I go back to that motivation thing. I mean, what have they really got to play for? Towards the end of the season, not an awful lot, really, is there? I mean, obviously, you know, the Europa League football, but who wants that, really? I mean, you know, Pochettino pretty much came out and said that they don't really want the Europa. I think Liverpool and Tottenham would probably relatively happy if Southampton pit them to fifth spot. Obviously, it depends what happens in the other competitions.
I suppose the Europa does have it gives access to the Champions League now, doesn't it? Mm. If you go on a real run in the Europa League and you win it, I mean, for teams like Tottenham and Southampton, they will maybe not have the squad strength to break through into the top four next season. I think Liverpool will expect to gain a top four berth next season, but for Tottenham and Southampton, it's perhaps their only realistic opportunity to get into the Champions League in the near future.
Yeah, definitely. I think it is. And you could argue the same about Liverpool, couldn't you? I
mean, you could say
how are they going to break this top four now?
It's going to be tough because you can only see Manchester United progressing next season, lots of money to spend in the summer and serious signs of revival at the back end of this season. Arsenal always looks set under Wenger. Arsene Wenger keeps getting them into the Champions League. Chelsea top under Mourinho. You can't see them not finishing in the top four. And Manchester City, maybe they'll be in a period of transition next season, but it remains to be seen. So maybe even Liverpool, you could bracket them in there.
Yeah.
Europa League best chance of Champions League qualification next season.
But then it's kind of the opposite of a perfect circle, isn't it? Because then that disrupts your season so much that you're not going to get into the Champions League by finishing fourth. Look what has happened to Everton. You know, suddenly they're starting to motor now. By the way, they're in the top 10. Remember that price on them last week? Was it last week or the week before?
They are, about
them
being
a really good bet for the top 10 and overtaking West Ham. Back to this game. I think the motivation is more with Hull than it is with Liverpool. But Liverpool got this tremendous away defensive record. If you take out the 4-1 defeat to Arsenal, which I know is pretty difficult, you know, that was the first time they'd conceded goals since they lost 3-0 to Manchester United. You know, they kept clean sheets away at Burnley, Sunderland, Villa, Everton, Southampton, Swansea, and then now West Brom. I wouldn't be surprised if Liverpool kept a clean sheet here. It's just whether they can score. I mean, Hull have been scoring goals at home. 2 against Chelsea, 1 against Sunderland, 2 against QPR, 2 against Villa, 2 against Everton. That's going to be interesting. And Doyle's been the man who's been scoring for them at home as well. He's been, I think he scored in 3 of the last 4 home games.
He has, yeah.
If you are looking at goal scorers, I think he's overpriced at 2-1 to score any time at his home stadium. But I mean, you look down at list, and there's not many more who you'd be backing to score, is there?
No, and you mentioned their home record recently isn't terrible, but there's only one team in the Premier League that have got fewer points at home this season, and that's Aston Villa. Yep. So it's no surprise that those two are both on the fringes of the relegation zone at the moment, Aston Villa and Hull, because you do need to perform at home to stay in the Premier League, but. It's one of those cases, again, even money Liverpool. We said it at the weekend away at West Brom. You'd want, and they ended up slight odds on, didn't they, in the lead up to that match.
You should be gobbling that option, yeah.
You should be, but you can't at the moment.
You can't.
And I think that it's a case here again. I don't think you can be pro Liverpool at even money because of their lack of goal scoring prospects at the moment.
Yeah. I was looking at the unders and overs goals. Under 2.5, 13 to 20.
That's because there's a likelihood of that landing, I think.
That makes me want to go the opposite way.
Yes.
And just go over 2.5. But I'm going to play I'm going to play another draw here. I think Liverpool, I don't think they've got that many goals in them. Hull are going to be caught between a rock and a hard place here. Do they go for it and try and go for the win? Or do they just say, right, we'll take a point here. This is our game in hand. We'll take a point, move ourselves on to 32. Because you've got to remember, and all these things come into consideration at this stage of the season, they've got another point on all those other teams, maybe barring Leicester, with their goal difference. You know, they've got a seven-goal better goal difference than Newcastle and QPR, and then it gets bigger from it. Eight better than Villa, nine better than Sunderland, and 12 better than Burnley. So yeah. that acts as another point. Yes, I think they'll be pretty content to pick up a point here. So I'm going to go for the draw.
I like the draw.
And the draw on under 2.5 is 3-1. Yeah. Probably, I mean, it's unlikely there's going to be a 2-2. So whether you want to take that extra bit, it's 11-5 the price for the draw. So if you want to bump that up to 3-1 with a draw and unders, and you get your 0-0 and 1-1.
I like the 0-0 here. 8-1 as well. I could easily see this being a 0-0 draw. Bit of team news as well for you as well. David Myler is back, available to Steve Bruce. He's served the final game of his ban at Crystal Palace. Curtis Davis is still out with a thigh injury, though. Andrew Robertson remains out with an ankle injury. And Mohamed Diame is doubtful as well with a knee problem. Brendan Rodgers, he's still missing Daniel Sturridge because he's got a hip problem, still out. Lucas is out as well with a thigh injury, and Mamadou Sakho also likely to be sidelined. And the other bit of interesting news is Alberto Moreno has got a knock, and he's going to be monitored over the next couple of days to see whether he's fit to take his place. He's looked fantastic coming forward for a lot of the season, Alberto Moreno. So interesting to see if they make it.
One other quick one.
Yeah.
If you want to go for a goal scoring Liverpool side of things, on whoscored.com, they give you a team characteristics, and they say in amongst Hull's weaknesses, they're very weak at defending against long shots and defending against skillful players. Liverpool's strengths, very strong, creating long shot opportunities. And Philippe Coutinho is 21-10 to score.
Looks like a perfect fit, doesn't it? A skillful player with a fantastic long-range shot. So
basically, I'm going 1-1, Coutinho and Doi.
Yeah, I'll play the 0-0 in the game, 8-1.
Draw for safety.
Yes, draw for safety, which is 11-5.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.